In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Thursday, today, the 2nd of August. Good as always to have you along, everybody. We begin today with a story that will ultimately leave you feeling unsatisfied, unresolved, uncertain, if you will, about where things are going. To which my guess is that car and truck makers in this economy will say, yeah, welcome to the club. This morning, the Trump administration, as you've heard, announced its plans to freeze automobile fuel economy and emission standards at 2020 levels. In theory, it's a rule change meant to help the car industry, right? They have to worry not quite as much about environmental regulations. Another way to look at it, though, is as trying to do business when the goalposts keep moving. Marketplace's Scott Tong gets us going from Washington.
What automakers fear is the U.S. market could fall down and break into two. Say this morning, the Trump administration proposed looser standards nationwide. But California and 12 other states have stricter standards they want to keep, and they'll sue. So if they win,
it would create essentially a marketing and distribution headache for the companies.
John DiCicco is with the University of Michigan Energy Institute. He says car makers would have to steer more efficient vehicles to about one-third of the country and less efficient vehicles to the rest. And further up the industry chain, say you're a supplier with a great fuel-efficient part and you plan to sell lots of them nationwide. Not anymore, says industry consultant Alan Baum.
You want to reduce the variability among the regions in order to spread your cost across the most volume. The development cost and timing is very significant, and you want to be able to earn that back.
Now, the industry did get some certainty it wanted, relief from pollution targets that many automakers deemed too demanding. Now they can make more of what drivers want, says Rebecca Lindland of Kelley Blue Book.
One of the challenges that manufacturers are facing is that consumers are not buying smaller, more fuel-efficient cars.
Still, she says the big uncertainty coming out of D.C. is tariffs facing automakers. There are already taxes on imported steel and certain parts from China. And if the trade war heats up, possible retaliation against U.S. vehicles exported overseas. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.